Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back. It is Hump Day. Right before.
Do we say it's Hump Day or do we say it's the day before Thanksgiving?
Oh, I say it's Hump Day.
It is the most important Hump Day of the year.
You say that?
Nah. Is it?
I would say the biggest day is on Friday.
I think it used to be. I feel like
I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, I got back?
No. Oh. The biggest Hump Day this year is actually Christmas.
Whoa. Hey, give that guy a point.
You That's know me, star? Baby. That's you know me. I'm him. I'm him.
Hey,
I'm him.
Guys.
I'm him.
Himothy.
I'm him. Turner. I am Himothy.
That's this guy.
So,
okay.
So, Jennifer, are you cooking anything?
Point.
Yeah, turkey. That's what. No. Stuffing. She's doing stuffing.
No. I'm going to try.
You cooking the bird?
No, she's doing stuffing.
Oh, she's not cooking the bird?
Oh, no.
She killed the bird.
I know she killed the bird, but can she cook a bird?
You want the recipe?
I'm waiting on the recipe.
Okay, I'll take a picture.
Make sure you add raisins.
I will never add raisins.
Dude.
That's a significant piece.
You know what that is? You want to say it or you want me to say it, Vlad?
Nah, you say it.
Intense.
Why y'all be trying to put... Why y'all be trying to put
raisins in everything?
Raisins and nuts on everything.
Yeah.
Candied yams, marshmallows, raisins, and nuts.
Yeah.
Just leave us...
I don't know how raisins got into the potato salad, but...
Ow! For the life of me, I'm still trying to... How?
Yeah.
Very strange. How? Very strange. God bless.
And here's the other thing. When you make potato salad...
Yeah.
It shouldn't be too crunchy.
Fair. What's the crunch coming from?
Celery, onions.
Oh, get out of here.
Like, too much.
Yeah, too much.
And listen... Jennifer, you want to know the difference between intangible potato salad and black people potato salad?
Well, one of them's good.
One's yellow.
Yeah.
That's it.
One of them is good.
Yeah, right?
Mustard.
That's my joke, Vlad.
Mustard. Now.
Mustard!
Y'all want to learn? Let me tell you a little bit about my, what I like to call my Russian roulette Thanksgiving.
All right.
So last time I did it.
You're very upset about tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I'm not too upset. I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, but like no leftovers.
If anything, I'm bringing my sweet potato pie. I eat that and watch football all day. So here's the deal. So one time, and the Canadians love this. So that's not only intangible, that's foreign intangible. That's a double whammy. And I saw something on the stove, and I saw them putting butter in it, stirring it up. It was mashed. And I'm like, oh, they mashed the sweet potatoes up in here. All right. Put some on my plate. You know what it was?
Squash.
Mashed rutabaga and carrots.
What?
What?
The hell is a rutabaga?
Yeah, for real. What is it?
It's like a rutabaga is like a turnip. Like we know what the turnip is. The bottom of the damn greens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at a rutabaga right now, and
it looked like a turnip.
Thought he was a defender for like Real Madrid or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Rutabaga, he does play defensive back for Barcelona.
He's
a good defender.
So they got me with that one, right?
This is horrible.
Then there was the one Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's a Winnebago cat for life.
Winnebago, that's right.
Winnebago. So here, the one time.
Carmen Sandiego.
Mima made the turkey, right? And you know, some people, not us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead on with, you know.
They're not like us.
They like to put the stuffing in the turkey.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
We have dressing on the side.
We don't stuff it.
Because, first of all, I don't want everybody's hands on the turkey.
No. This doesn't seem right.
So,
although, I mean, technically it's called stuffing. They probably intended for it to be inside.
That's the idea. But no, black people call it dressing.
Dressing.
So it don't touch the damn turkey. Dressing. Mm-hmm. So then we
I ain't lying.
I'm very hungry right now.
The turkey's sitting there, right, at the table looking delicious. And there's a little bit of hanging out the back. Right? You know, like, I thought it was stuffing.
Yep.
I go to take the spoon.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what?
Huh.
You poking it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, what is this?
Yep.
They go, oh, Mima made the stuffing. What is it? She stuffed the turkey with meat. So it was like a meatloaf up in that piece.
Like ground beef, just like
meatloaf.
Yeah.
The meatloaf.
Inside a turkey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I say I don't even know if they friends like that.
Yeah, that is very
it
close.
It ain't like a turducken. No. So I didn't have turkey that year because I got a question
to ask you, Leroy.
Wait, before you ask this question, look at this picture I found of the rutabaga.
Oh.
This is rosemary roasted rutabaga. That looks good.
I'll eat that.
It looked like potatoes.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
But it don't taste like.
So why not get
it's
a potato?
It's a great lower carb potato substitute.
Lower carb potato.
No. Yeah, see, no. See,
I like my potatoes with carbs.
Good.
There's a couple of meals a year where we ain't going low fat, no sugar, nothing.
I think I had a classmate named rutabaga.
Solana texts me yelling.
Somebody
said
ground turkey inside the turkey. Interesting.
Solana's upset at me for letting you get away with that. Rutabaga is a good defender.
Oh, like, he's a solid defender.
Because you've never watched soccer.
He's given up.
No, but you got away with it. Like,
No, Rutabaga's given up zero goals.
That's right. So this season. This is the one holiday.
You got away with that.
Where if you ain't fat and happy, you ain't experienced Thanksgiving.
Well, let me tell you, after my Friendsgiving that I had this past weekend.
I had a good one last night.
Oh my God. Zero invites sent.
I'm like scared. I gained everything I lost.
That's super great. Would have loved to
do that. I'm going to feel tomorrow.
I'm going to feel like that on Friday. You know how you eat so much, you're just tired for the whole next day?
Nah, I want that. I want the Elvis walk. Remember when Elvis was fat and doing Vegas shows? That's the walk I want to do. That's how fed I want to be. Like, I want to be so fed that I'm walking like Elvis. Be like,
yeah. But no, so
I'm scared.
You know. I'm just telling you. I am prepared mentally. I'm going into this like the Dolphins going up to Green Bay. Hmm. I know.
So you know you're going to lose.
I'm not going to lose. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing my adult beverages and I'm bringing my sweet potato pie.
Oh, you can never lose with those.
No, you can never lose.
Potato pie.
Might be of a young rutabaga.
Do you celebrate two Thanksgivings, Leroy?
No. No.
You don't celebrate the Canadian Thanksgiving?
No. They
what do they do?
In America.
What do they do to get their land? Ask for it?
Sick of that. So
sick of that.
I tell this story. I usually tell this story every Thanksgiving.
Probably lawsuit.
And here's what happened. So we were having Thanksgiving.
Just a potato pie?
Yeah, we were having Thanksgiving at the house.
Yep.
And my sister-in-law's man at the time, she say, he gonna make potato pie.
Hmm.
Nah, he's black, so I'm thinking.
Missing a word there.
No, no. Dude.
Just potato pie?
If a black person say potato pie,
yeah,
it's only coming as sweet potato pie.
Yes.
They come over to the house. So I didn't buy a sweet potato pie because I didn't want to insult nobody. So you don't go behind them and buy it, right?
Yeah. Clearly you've learned your lesson.
They come in the house.
Can make a decoy pie.
Mm.
They come in the house.
Yeah.
And I eat. Where's the sweet potato pie?
Mm.
Oh, he made potato pie. Come okay. again?
What's, where's the sweet?
But yeah, it was white.
What did it taste like?
You gotta try it. It's delicious.
Is that like a baked potato?
Ask the ants. Because I put that thing outside.
So not even he was able
I said,
to.
Y'all lucky I don't put y'all ass out here with this pie.
With the potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
Really, now that I'm thinking
now,
about it.
Now, Dave South sent me a video.
What about a loaded potato pie?
Trying a potato pie.
Yeah, what kind of people?
Huh?
Huh?
Black folks trying the potato pie.
What do they think?
And they said it was delicious.
There you go. So it's you.
Hey.
Maybe you missed out on this opportunity.
I don't play like
gotta
that.
Open your horizons, no. Leroy.
You know what? I want?
Open your taste buds.
Not on Thanksgiving.
You're so closed off. You remind me of a young rutabaga.
Turkey, ham, sweet potato pie. Everything else could kick rocks.
Yes,
that's what you gotta have.
Mashed potatoes, though, also.
You can have that. You can have mashed potatoes, stuffing, and all that. But the staples of Thanksgiving: ham, turkey, pie.
Why is ham number one? I don't understand.
How is ham number one? It's always turkey.
I didn't say ham. I said I didn't name them in order.
Oh, you was putting
it. This brings up a good point. Let's go ahead and get into our top three. We're supposed to do trivia, but instead we're going to do top three. It's the same game show music for everything, so it really doesn't matter. I'm gonna give you guys a topic.
Is this right now or after break?
This is right now. Rapid fire. Real quick. I'm going to give you guys a topic. You give me your top three.
Yeah.
We're going to save pies for last. Let's start with top three sides. Vlad, what do you got?
Tiffany. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We're
talking
about
food.
I'm sorry. You're
talking
about food.
Yes,
okay,
food this time. This time, food.
Side dishes.
She'll be there on
nope.
Friday
side
night.
Dishes. Side dishes. Side, yeah, side, you know, they all the same.
Hey,
dishes.
She'll be there on Friday night.
Yeah, they
let's give it up for Tiffany.
That'll
she
be her Thanksgiving.
Strictly off your nah. generosity.
No, we dishes. Celebrate. We'll celebrate Thanksgiving on side day, which is Friday.
Wow.
Correct.
Started off really good here.
Side dishes.
Yes. Top three.
Corn.
That's good. I like that.
Any specific type of corn? Just corn.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Yeah. Sweet corn.
That's good. That's good there. All right. You know what? How about this?
That's my one.
We just changed the game. Right now, each of you give me one, and that'll be our top three.
Yeah.
Vlad comes in with corn. J-Fig, let me get number two.
Corn ain't even on my top 10.
Hey, man. I don't make the list.
I just gave one. You can make up your
own.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Hispanic wise, can
ooh,
I?
Oh yeah,
something?
Of course.
Yeah,
please,
yeah,
please,
yeah. Bring
please.
Your
yuca.
Plate.
Yuca.
Oh, I hate yuca.
I also am not
yuca,
a big fan.
Yuca is like potato that gets stuck in your teeth because it's stringy.
Yuka played left back for Barcelona, if I'm not mistaken.
You're such a liar.
Rutabaga and Yuka.
Now you're lying.
Really?
I let you get away with the first one, but now you...
The number one side...
Yes, number one?
The number one side...
Yeah.
At my Thanksgiving...
Yes.
Mac and cheese.
There you go, baby.
Oh, mac and cheese. Come on. That's the number one answer right there.
Number one answer. Leroy, I knew I could count on you. I knew I could count on you.
Wait, I just left that for you.
Very nice.
We just left that for Leroy. Come on. Man.
Now, I want you to think outside of the box on this one because I'm gonna give an answer that's not going to count into the top three, but just to give you an idea. Top three most important aspects of Thanksgiving. Now, my answer, which won't fall into the top three.
Not family.
A working restroom. A working restroom should be on the list.
That's number one.
You had a house that has
Please
two.
Please don't make me laugh again.
Correct. An extra bathroom would be preferred.
Oh, you got to go to a house that has 2.5 bathrooms.
Absolutely.
If it's only one and a half.
The way you guys are talking about four.
Sometimes that half, you need that half bathroom. Yeah, somebody needs that half.
Somebody needs that.
Yeah.
Four and a jacuzzi. I just blowing things up.
Hey, I have my bathroom in my room.
Yes. That's
y'all
the one I use.
Y'all got to do with the other ones.
Correct. Oh, nobody can use the master bedroom, the bathroom.
Yeah. If you invite me to your home.
That's a good answer.
If you invite me to your home, I'm using the master bedroom.
Because I have been... This has been taken away from me.
Yeah.
Football.
That's a good one.
What's Thanksgiving without football?
That is good.
That's actually what I said to my aunt when I called her yesterday. So we have a big TV just ready.
If we're doing football, right?
Yeah.
Is it any aspect of football or watching? Because another Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, playing football.
Playing.
So, you know what? Football in general.
Football in general.
Just has to be.
Football in general.
Whether you do a turkey bowl.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, the turkey bowl. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at that. A two-time turkey bowl champion on this side. I just want you guys to know that.
Were you were the Lamar Fatson of a turkey bowl?
You know what? Unnecessary. Unnecessary. Okay, so we have... thus far, we've been given football.
We've given football.
J-Fig, what do you got?
She said bathrooms. Who said bathrooms?
No, I said bathrooms. As an example. Fig, what do you got?
You know, that was not an example for you.
No, it was definitely serious, but it's called the top three. I can't just violate the rules.
I'm guessing like an oven. I don't know.
I mean, that is solid, but they do deep fried turkeys sometimes. So, you know.
Well, in my family.
Yeah, an oven. That's a dumb
answer.
You've
never had a deep fried turkey, J-Fig?
No, I'm actually intrigued by that.
It is actually really good, if you do it correctly.
I'll tell you an aspect.
Yeah, let's hear it.
People. You have to have people.
You gotta have people.
You gotta have people. Like you don't want to be dolo.
It doesn't even
family, friends, just somebody. You don't want to. You don't want to be.
Well, you
singled out.
The holidays is to experience it with people, whether it's friends, family, or whatever. So if you're with the right crowd, then you won't even know how good or bad the food was, because you would be talking about the company more than that.
Now we all know
how we on liquor.
Listen, if we're doing a Vlad Thanksgiving, I don't drink.
Yeah.
Not till after I eat.
There's gonna be
some substance.
A cousin walk.
We gotta take a walk.
The friendly walk, Leroy, is very important.
Gotta take a walk.
The third, the walk right before the meal. And the walk after the meal.
The walk before the meal.
We do the walk after the meal and then come back for pie.
This guy's good.
Wait.
This guy's good.
Is now.
Take a walk with Leroy.
Somebody got to bring some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I thought you were about to say somebody got to bring some papers.
Alamo. Sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
But if you got apple pie.
Yeah.
Or you got pecan pie.
Yep.
A scoop of ice cream does it in. And you got to heat them up. Not the sweet potato pie, but you got to heat up your apple pie and your pecan pie. Got to heat it up.
Because you gotta have space to eat more. So you have to have that walk.
But once I eat, so I'm eating early.
Yeah.
So I eat, I get a plate. Then I'll go get my sweet potato pie.
Yep.
And I sit and watch football. And as soon as I start doing this, they know.
Time to go.
Hey, because we got to drive 40 minutes. And I know y'all ain't driving.
Yep. So, all right. Final one.
Have you ever? Who goes to two Thanksgivings? I know. Folks
I've done a couple before for sure.
I used to do that.
And do you feel like you have to eat at the second one?
Yeah. Oh, you got to eat at everyone.
Yeah,
you got to eat at everyone.
Because you don't want that person.
I can't.
No, I can't. What? I can't.
Because you get called out. They look at you a certain way if you don't do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten out for Thanksgiving?
No.
I had to do it last year.
Kind of. I did Boston Market. But it was like
no. I had to go to a restaurant. We had Italian last year because we were gonna do something and it got canceled at the last minute because everybody had to go somewhere, and it was just four of us. So we're like, are we gonna cook? Let's just go find. It was hard finding a place to eat, but we went to Boca and got something to eat.
Boca makes sense.
The mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a point. All right, final one before we go to break here. We've been teasing it all day. I know Leroy's excited to answer this. I think I know his answer, though. Top three pies. Let's start with you, Vlad. What you got? Okay, hey, listen. You focus, all right? Focus on the festivities and the spirit of the holiday.
That's Thanksgiving right there. Thanks for giving.
Thankful indeed.
Yeah, come back to me in. All I can say is
yes,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne
when
the
he was
Rock
back in
Johnson.
WWE.
All right,
that's the pie that I like.
That is his choice. J Fig, your favorite pie to have on Thanksgiving?
The crust, because I don't eat pie.
The crust?
Crust pie?
You don't
no,
eat
she
pie.
Just doesn't even,
she's, I know
eat
she doesn't
pie.
Eat pie.
How many
she's
times
like
have I said this? Okay,
she's
I don't like
out.
Pie.
She's lashing out.
A cheesecake. Is what
cheesecake.
I eat in.
What about a tres leches?
So, how about this?
Nah, apple pie.
So, every Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Mel,
yes.
We have this argument every Thanksgiving.
Huh.
You don't need to get a sweet potato pie because I'm making sweet potato cheesecake. And I say, you are out your rabbit ass mind. Okay? Just because
sweet
it's
sweet potato cheesecake?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm actually interested. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm actually
interested. But it ain't no substitute for sweet potato pie.
Correct.
I'm gonna just put it out there.
Correct.
Like, I never had pumpkin pie until I went to Michigan.
Yes.
I didn't know what it was. It caught me off guard because I'm like, it kind of looks the same color.
Intangible.
The texture is different.
Yeah.
And it's not sweet.
Nope. Pumpkin is actually not
exactly.
good. People just pretend to like it. That's my hot take for October.
I don't know why we.
I had a cherry pie yesterday. That was pretty good.
No,
cherry pie.
It was actually good. I didn't think it was gonna be good, but it's actually good. But it was fresh though. That's why.
You know what you could do though. You
What's
know
that?
What I like to do.
What's that?
What's that?
Like Jennifer said, I may not like I don't like cherry pie.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with apple pie with ice cream, right? But I love the crust.
Crust.
So I'll get a piece of pie, take all of the stuff
Fillings?
Out,
yeah,
and just eat
the crust.
Because the crust with the flavor of the pie is delicious.
Apple pie is number one, man.
Apple pie.
Apple number pie.
One. Pretty solid.
Across all cultures, apple pie probably number
right.
one.
Right.
Yes.
Now, for me, apple pie is third.
Oh, okay. He got sweet potato pie at number one. What's number two?
Pecan What's number two?
Pie. Pecan pie.
Hey.
It's pecan, no. though, just so you know.
No, it's not.
No,
I will
it's
come.
Pecan.
I will drive up
oh,
there
pecan.
In the last 30 minutes and punch you in the eye.
Really? You're going to punch him in the eye just because he said pecan?
It's pecan.
Yeah. Pecan pie.
It's caramel and pecan.
Wait. Caramel? What?
Caramel.
It's
Marcos,
caramel.
You're behaving bad.
Where's true. The A? How come you don't say the A? Isn't it spelled C-A-R-A-M-E-L?
I can't read.
C-A-R-E.
Oh. Is it C-R-E? Is it really?
No, C-A-R-A-M-E-L.
So it shouldn't be caramel?
No, it's caramel.
Yeah.
It's caramel, dude.
It's caramel, bro.
It's caramel.
Karen S. said the old like to say pecan.
Don't like that.
Pecan is scary. It's not the pecan. It's the goo. The goo underneath the layer of pecan. Whatever that is, first of all, it's the hottest substance in the world. So if you heat it up, you better let it cool off because that stuff is like molten lava.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Promise you games and fun for the final hour, and it continues when we come back with Thanksgiving football trivia on the Tobin Leroy Show.
WQA.
My bad.
Leroy, what the hell?
My bad. I put Leroy back on. And he's gargling.
I don't like that.
You're using mouthwash? Like, what is going on, dude?
My bad, Leroy. I didn't know you were going to do that. I didn't know you were going to do that.
Love that. That was symbolism, ladies and gentlemen. That was symbolism of how fresh and how clean the Dolphins will be on the field tomorrow. Type of symbolism you only get right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. I mentioned it before we went to break. No need to stall any longer. Let's get right into it. Thanksgiving football trivia. Now, we have to tell everyone the rules to make sure that no one has any complaints. I will read the question. I will give you a multiple choice answer. And this time, no, Leroy's got his buzzer ready. Leroy knows the buzzer rules, but no, that's just for Family Feud. Each of you will have an opportunity to answer the question given. If you get it incorrect, then the remaining people will have an opportunity to answer that question. So you each will get a different question, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start things off with Leroy. Leroy. The Detroit Lions have the most appearances in Thanksgiving games, but they have never played one other team on Thanksgiving.
Come on, numbnuts.
What is the other team that they have not played on Thanksgiving? Is it?
No. Don't even give them multiple choice.
You don't even multiple choice?
No.
Leroy, what is the other team that they haven't played on Thanksgiving?
What do you mean, the other team?
The Detroit Lions have played 82 Thanksgiving games.
Green Bay.
Wrong.
They play Green Bay? Then it's Jacksonville or Carolina.
No, Leroy.
So the
Dolphins.
No,
okay,
can
hold
I get
the hell
can
on?
Can I answer the question?
Everyone hold the hell
I'm
on.
I'm going to answer it. Leroy.
This wait, is, you guys are not following the rules.
It's such a simple question that when Leroy realizes the answer, he's going to be absent. Oof. Leroy.
This is upsetting. This
Leroy,
is
upsetting. Hold on. Leroy. Leroy. No. Let me break this down.
The multiple choice.
Can I break this down? No.
In a different
Leroy.
Sure, go.
Yeah.
What other given is on Thanksgiving?
Yes. Every Thanksgiving. What team plays?
Dallas.
So how can and what's the other team that's given on Thanksgiving?
Detroit.
So okay. How can they play? They can't play each other
at home.
Right.
Therefore, the correct answer is the Dallas Cowboys. Other acceptable answer would have been the Jacksonville Jaguars as well.
Yeah, see that?
Because
they're new.
They are the only team that has not played on Thanksgiving.
Because they've never been good enough.
No one's cared to see. Oh, I mean, I've seen some very bad teams on Thanksgiving now.
I've seen, yeah. The Giants are
but
on
that's why, you know what?
Yeah.
I was in the right frame of mind. I thought Green Bay played every Thanksgiving too.
because it was three games.
Fair.
So it's only been two. It's Dallas.
Yeah, they just included the late night game not too long ago.
All right, J-Fig, this question is for you. The Miami Dolphins are set to take place in arguably tomorrow's most important and entertaining game. It happens to be the Miami Dolphins' first Thanksgiving game in over 10 years. When was the last game played by the Miami Dolphins on Thanksgiving Day? Was it in 2012? Was it in 2011? Or was it in 2009?
Ah, wow. You know what makes this crazy?
Me.
Because I'm trying to think if the last game I remember seeing.
Yeah.
But it was, that wasn't it.
Oh, okay. J-Fig, you have 10 seconds on the clock.
Wait, can you say those?
The options are 2012, 2011, 2009. This music is epic. Thank you.
I'm just going to say 11.
Already, her choice is the 2011 answer. The last time the Miami Dolphins played a Thanksgiving game was 2011.
All right. Look at that. J-Fig.
My lost graduation by year.
Just 1 point. Oh, she's old. To the Dallas Cowboys. I also graduated in 2011. All right, let's go ahead and get this over to Vlad. Vlad, the NFL record for most rushing yards in a Thanksgiving game is 273. Who holds that record? Is it
Orenthal James Simpson?
Oof, the birth name. That is the correct answer, Vlad. That is the correct answer.
I knew that one.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose indeed.
Rest in peace.
He ran for, but keep in mind, he ran for 2,000. They only played 12 games.
I know. That is why I can understand why some of the old guard gets upset.
Yeah.
Like, look at you, little whippersnapper. I was playing in 14 games breaking these records. You got three extra games. And it's like, yeah, you're kind of right.
Now, Leroy, I'm going to go ahead and get another question ready for you. Currently, Vlad and J-Fig are tied at 1 point. Next question is, there are currently only three winless teams on Thanksgiving. The Jacksonville Jaguars, because they haven't played.
They're winless and...
And loseless? Lostless?
Yeah.
Who are the other two teams that are winless on Thanksgiving, Leroy?
Ooh.
Is it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers? Is it the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks? Or is it the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? What two teams?
Damn. I'm going to say Cincinnati and Jacksonville.
Jacksonville was not one of the answers, but I appreciate it. I really do.
Wait. What's the
options one more time?
I would say Carolina and Tampa.
Carolina and Tampa was the first option. Carolina and Seattle was the second option, and Tampa and Cincy was the final option.
Well, I mean, you pretty much gave the answers in your answers.
Well, he picked Carolina, which happened to be the only answer that was incorrect for sure. So it is not Carolina. The correct answer we were looking for
Tampa
were the
and Jacksonville.
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. No, Jacksonville was not in it.
Not an answer, sir. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Are two teams that are winless on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, that is.
They were still pointless.
Still pointless. J-Fig.
Just like the Jags.
Oh, that's a point. Dang, dog. Let's see if J-Fig can get her second point of the game. Reggie White won the first ever Turkey Leg Award, which was given to the MVP of the Thanksgiving game. This tradition was started by whom was it? Roger Goodell. Was it?
He wasn't even the commissioner.
Shut up,
Leroy. What are you doing? Was it Roger Goodell? Was it Al?
You're gonna have to say this all over again because I already forgot the question.
All right. Reggie White won the first ever Turkey Leg Award, which was given to the MVP of the Thanksgiving game starting in 1989. Who was the man that began this tradition? Was it Roger Goodell? Was it Al Michaels? Or was it John Madden?
I'm going to say C, because it's always C.
C.
And it, and also, these the dumbasses on the chat are just putting the answers on there.
J-Fig, she is a habitual chat reader.
No!
She is
I'm not going to lie, because I'm looking at you, and then you went like this.
She is a chat reader, I tell you what.
I'm going to go with the last one.
She is a chat reader.
Always I always say C if I don't know.
But listen, that's the case, but you did go like this.
Wait till you see
what
there is to see.
She got it right, though. She got it right.
The correct answer is indeed John Madden.
But the chat thinks like we can't see their messages.
You realize that they started saying it after I said
something. Nah, they said it before because, you know, we all knew the answer.
They're all liars. Now, Vlad, the question is up to you.
What do you mean it's up to me?
Well, we're on to you to ask a question. I don't know. Words. In 1993.
That's my year.
Your boy was a couple months old. Damn.
Oh, this is not the Leon Lett thing, is this?
Leon let me down. In 1993, the Thanksgiving match between the Miami Dolphins and Dallas Cowboys recorded a temperature of...
It was crazy cold.
It was crazy cold
in Dallas that night.
You know what else happened in that game?
What?
Keith Byers went 80 yards on the touchdown.
Yeah, for the Fins, yeah.
Yep.
Good times. I remember it like I was 2 months old.
You were pooping.
What was... This was the coldest game in Thanksgiving history. What was the low temperature recorded that day? This is all in Fahrenheit, by the way. Was it 19 degrees Fahrenheit? Was it 23 degrees Fahrenheit? Or was it 6 degrees Fahrenheit?
I want to go 23 because I always remember it was 23.
If it's colder than that, it won't snow.
Yeah, it was 23.
This is last question.
You got a lot of answers wrong. Someone with 0 points.
No, I remember it was 23. I remember 23. I remember that game.
The correct answer was 23.
Yeah, I remember that game.
I'm telling you, if it gets below a certain, it won't snow.
I just remember that game.
So if there's snow on the ground.
That's actually pretty amazing that you remember that game.
I was only 15.
I was playing.
15 and 93. You go, boy. Black don't crack.
And look at us.
They might do.
Look at us. Look at us. All right, Leroy, are you ready for your final question?
I'm ready.
Oh, is it 2-2 with me and...
It is. Yeah, it is
locked up. So it's Jay Figgins. All right.
Since 1966, the Cowboys have missed hosting only X amount of NFL Thanksgiving games. Since 1966, Leroy, the Cowboys have missed hosting only X amount of NFL Thanksgiving games. How many games is that?
Zero.
The correct answer. Two.
Two.
Wait.
Two.
So let me ask, is one when, what's his name got murked?
I'm sorry, who?
The president?
What's his name?
Kennedy.
Oh, when what's Kennedy his got name murked? Got
yeah.
murked.
Yeah.
There has to be a better way of phrasing that.
I said it like that.
Okay. It could have been that year. I wasn't, you know.
No, I'm just saying that, like, that would be the only, like, what wouldn't they not give the reasons?
Wasn't he assassinated in 1966?
63. It was 63.
Well, since 1966, the Cowboys have missed hosting only two NFL games.
Oh, so it's in, okay. So,
so it was after. It was after homeboy got murked.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
So what year was that? What years were those?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, and what was the cause? Yeah.
Guys, you know, no one asked Steve Harvey these questions. All right, no one's like
they're shaping up his hairline at that time.
It's true, and his mustache now perfect. Looks like Mr. Potato Head. Leroy, you put on an abysmal performance. I'm not gonna lie. It is not been good.
I did get the hardest question.
You did. I did get the hardest question for sure. I am throwing Jay Fake some softballs, but now since she's reading the chat, I'm gonna go ahead and ramp this up a little bit. The first ever Thanksgiving football game in the NFL occurred between the Detroit Lions and Chicago Bears in 1934. But the first ever Thanksgiving football game was decades before that.
Ooh.
In what year was the first ever Thanksgiving football game? Which was, by the way, between Princeton and Yale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it like a Plymouth Rock Stadium or something like that?
I tell you what, not a lot of speed on that field.
Never.
Well,
a lot of smarts, though.
Decades,
a lot of smarts.
I'm going to say.
My question.
1910.
All right. Leroy says 1910. J-Fig.
Even though it's J-Fig's question.
J-Fig, this is your question, though.
You guys are the worst.
And I'd like to let you know, 1910, not one of the answers. Not one of the available.
Can you give me the options?
Hey,
would love
let
to.
Let me ask you a question. You
I'm
going to
mute everyone.
You know, how long is a decade?
I said 10 decades.
Years.
I said
so,
decades
right,
before.
Right, you said decades.
Correct.
So it's got to be at the worst.
Yeah.
1914.
That's fair. That's fair. That's a good assessment, but still incorrect. Still actually not even close. Not
I would have won this. So
you may have
won, J-Fig.
J-Fig.
Can I get my options
now? Yes, your options, J-Fig, are 1904, 1900, or 1876.
By the way, it's not 1876, because I'm going to tell you why. The fact that you had to make it up when you were saying it made me know that it's not 1876.
That's fair, J-Fig.
Well, you know what? Since he's making it up, I want that one.
All right. The correct answer, the first ever Thanksgiving football game between Princeton and Yale.
1900.
1876.
Are you serious?
1876 is the correct answer. J-Fig.
Woof. I think you just made that answer up, but go ahead.
No, totally. You can Google it right now. Princeton and Yale. The final score was... Oh, a fight broke out in the middle of the game. They never got to the final score. Fisticuffs.
So obviously it's an official game if the game never happened. It's not official.
It totally happened. I didn't Google the answer how the final score was, because I'm sure that's abysmal football.
All right.
The final question for you, Vlad, before we have a potential... face off between you two.
Okay.
The Cowboys own the NFL's best record in regards to wins and loss and winning percentage. What is the amount of losses the Dallas Cowboys have had on Thanksgiving during their 56 games.
So 56 games, they have the best winning percentage, you said?
Correct.
And record.
They have the best winning percentage because Detroit has more wins than them in total. Okay. But
so can I ask a question? How many wins have they won?
They have won... I can't touch how many games.
Don't fuck with
it. Told you how many games.
What's their winning percentage?
59% of
59%.
Games. Yes, sir.
And you said how many years that they won? How many years have they played?
I don't know if I can reveal that.
You
anymore.
Just said it. You said it.
That
no, you just said it. You said how many games?
No.
You said 53 years, right? Or 53?
I mean, I've said they've played 56 games.
56 games, and they have a 59%
winning percentage. Yes. He's about to do some calculations, but you got 10 seconds. You better use that calculator.
No. You're not giving me no calculations.
The music ran out.
No. Music ran out?
This guy's
music ran out? Music ran out?
This guy's taking the SAT, and he's like, hold on one
second. Oh, music just came back on.
Let me Google this real quick.
Right. So wait, 59%, so that's almost 60. So if you played 56 games.
I love how he's working through this. I love it. I love it absolutely.
And you're not giving me a multiple choice, right? Like you've given everybody else, but you don't give
me a multiple choice. How many losses they have?
Yeah.
Is it 18? Is it 24? Or is it 22?
Wait, 24. It's 24.
The correct answer is 33 wins, 1 tie, and 22 losses.
Oh, wow.
Jay Fig is the winner!
He never said tie, but, you know, whatever.
Of course I never said. I just asked how many losses they had.
Yeah, no. He said it was good.
There you go. Jay Fig, you are the winner. What are you going to do with your trophy?
I am going to eat my Thanksgiving dinner off of it.
And then use it for the crapper.
You go. And then, you know what?
I'm classy. I don't do that.
A steaming hot one in there. You do what you need to do.
Everybody poops, Jay Fig.
Everybody poops. Is the lesson I want you guys to leave with today. When you leave.
Thank you for my trophy. I appreciate it.
Hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yep. We're going to have a best of tomorrow and Friday. We'll catch up with you guys on Monday. Don't forget, you got Miami Heat basketball tonight. And yeah, man, I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for Vlad, Jay Fig, Leroy.
Thankful for our radio family. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Those who listen to our shenanigans.
Much love and many blessings. We will talk to you next week. Go Dolphins.
The Dolphins have a game tomorrow with the Packers at Lambeau Field. Mike McDaniel on Playing in